Blog Talk Radio.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
This right here is the future.
When I say who's the master, you say
the new world order.
Soon. I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. People came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
Welcome to Drunken Conspiracy. I am your host, Mickey Ray. I have the infamous Troy Z on the line. How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. I am drinking a 151 rum with iced tea that my wife got from Tivana. It was like one of those $250 temperature control drops in it, so bullshit. Fucking, I think it's a spaceship inside. It flies to all the planets and bring back like the best teas. I don't know, but it.
your multi-dimensional interspace technology tea kettle.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. You can give me some crystal light if I could put my 151 rum in it. So, but you know, I got some really expensive tea for some really cheap 151 rum. What are you drinking on tonight, Troy?
I'm drinking the same as last time, Goldenrock, my beer of choice. It's a very nice Belgian, very dark beer. I plan on drinking it very slowly. I learned my lesson from the last show.
So. no, you didn't, man. That makes great, great, great conversation. That's what the whole thing is about. I definitely want to thank all of our listeners. I cannot believe how much y'all enjoy listening to us drunkenly rant about topics that we feel is important. Again, if you're just now tuning into the show for the first time, the topics that we discuss, we don't necessarily believe or necessarily disbelieve in. You know, these are conspiracy theories that we are going over, things that interest us, things that interest our listeners. And tonight, you know, we figured we were going very far deep into aliens, Illuminati, and I don't want our show to be typecast. Is that the word I'm looking for? Or am I too drunk and I'm not finding the right word?
That is sort of the word you're looking for, yeah.
Yeah, typecast is like the actor and actress who plays the same role. Like,
Yeah, sorry.
Then, who are some great typecast actors that always get stuck in the same role? I feel like George Clooney. Yes, Nicolas Cage. George Clooney always plays himself. But this may come off a little bad, but I kind of like George Clooney when he plays himself. I'm like, that dude I can like hang out with and have a drink with. I guess it's like a man crush, if you will. I think George Clooney's pretty badass.
When he played Batman, I saw the entire time he's playing Batman was
nipples.
His doctor character from ER. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
He was like playing the same character. It was so crazy.
I just seen nipples. I'm like, rubber nipples. And I was like, that is disgusting. Why does the bat suit have nipples? That's a conspiracy. You know, the fact that they would even do that. We should have a whole episode on why the bat suit had nipples. Like, who the fuck thought of that? Anyways. tonight's episode is titled The Supernatural, Paranormal Activity, or Paranoid Act of Creativity. I think this is a great topic because as a believer of energy, you know, I believe energy does not die. It only transfers. And I feel that way about the human, quote unquote, soul, if you will. I think I just quoted Dusty Rhodes, if you will. Oh, that was horrible. Dusty Rhodes. He's going to come back and like hit me with a fucking bionic elbow for disrespecting his legacy. But yes. So, you know, we're just going to go over a few topics. I don't really know where the show is going to go. It's just going to go somewhere.
It's very open-ended at this point.
Yeah, you know, because we just want to have fun. You know, I feel like we got very deep, which I love getting into. I think we needed a breakaway from some of that deep, deep, deepness of government controlling. We have another 30 episodes lined up to do that. So I guess this is this is like our filler episode, if you will. If this was Dragon Ball Z, this would be like the 3-episode filler arc right before the plot line.
I like it. The last, so that you were in the last 5 minutes of Manic, which is going to last 26 episodes.
The Namek or the Greys.
Oh, damn.
My mind blown.
So do we have John Doe with us tonight?
We do have John Doe with us tonight. You know, being the busy ninja that he is going to come in when he can. He is wrapping up his show. You know, he does have a radio show. He does have several of them. So I don't know which one he's wrapping up. Once he's finished, he will be joining us. I don't know how long it is, but I think that when I last talked to him, he was picking up a little something to get tipsy with as well. So, now for our viewers, as Troy likes to call them, not listeners, viewers, because you're always being watched. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Okay. Now, is there something you want to start this off with, the bang on the Paranormal Activity Richter scale?
Well, I think before we get into what I would consider the science of the matter, like infrasound and multidimensional theory and stuff like that, because that's a little bit more, you know, once we have some kind of established point here, I just kind of want to tell you a little anecdote from my teen years. So I actually grew up in a place called York, Pennsylvania, and near York is one of the most famous Civil War battlefields on the entire, you know, in the entire list of battlefields, and that's Gettysburg.
Okay.
And in Gettysburg, there are beautiful old 1800s and 1700s buildings that have been restored or, you know, kept up for a very long time. And the entire area is very tourist-trappy, but there is a lot of really cool stuff there. And one of the things that is a point of interest there is a hotel called the Farnsworth Inn. And the Farnsworth Inn was built in the mid to late 1800s. And it was primarily used as housing for the injured soldiers on the battlefield. Union soldiers, of course. The reason why it's become famous has almost nothing to do with the fact that it was a Civil War hospital / barracks at one time. It has to do with the fact that a small child lost his life during the war on the street right outside of the building. He lived in the actual Farnsworth Inn with his family.
Normally, this is where I would cut in with a really horrible joke, but you did say small child, so I'm just going to let it ride through.
That is fine. So this kid was playing with a stick and a hoop outside, and he was just rolling it down the street and stuff, and the stagecoach was going by the entire time, and you could hear battlefield sounds in the, like, you know, a little bit off in the distance where the battle was going on. People still lived around these giant battles. But the child had chased his hoop into the street right in front of a stagecoach and was unfortunately run down. And he died from crush injuries, and it was like this big, big thing back then. And it was documented with everything that happened, and his actual, you know, grave is up there too. And the Farnsworth Inn became known as a paranormal hotspot, not just for the fact that there was a massive amount of energy from either the war or just the fact that the warriors themselves, the soldiers, had actually lived in the building. But the entire building is like a sink for paranormal activity. And one of the things that happened to me while I was there, because I stayed there with some friends, and like I've told the listeners a couple of shows ago, my father had taught me all about this stuff, and he had opened my mind to other worlds and understanding the paranormal, the supernatural, etc. And I was determined, I would say, to debunk or prove that this little child existed, because there was this actual story of this child haunting that area. Before I got there, the only thing I'd heard was what I told you guys, the backstory. When I got there, it was part of a haunted tour, so we took the haunted tour, and they explained the same story again. But they also explained a little bit further into the fact that the people who stay in the room nearest to, I think, the door, or nearest to his room, or his room, I'm not sure which, it's been a very long time, experience a very palpable, paranormal activity of some sort. It's been ranged from people talking about it being voices, like little kids giggling, which to me would be more terrifying than anything. Even a zombie boy would be less terrifying than hearing something giggle that isn't there.
Ooh, is that a ghost I hear in the background?
I think so. Do we hear a ghost?
Ghost man.
Is that a John Doe?
It is a John Doe, rarely found underneath tables inside smoke bars.
Well, welcome to the show again, buddy. How are you doing today?
Thank you. You know what? I'm doing extra good. I'm doing a little running around. I'm always freaking busy. I'll tell you what, it's hard being Def Jam, John Doe, Diego, Dora the Explorer, and all that in one shot. Rough gig.
Dora the Explorer.
Explore like Dora. Yeah. These swipers can't swipe me.
Oh, damn.
All right. Continue, Troy. I'm sorry about that, sir. I didn't mean to be interrupted by the ghost of John Doe.
That's okay. he adds ambiance being a ghost on the show. So, this room was supposedly haunted, and I wanted to see it for myself, and we spent a hell of a lot of money to stay there, and I did so. Well, nothing really happened for a couple hours. It was just kind of a really old room. It smelled like an old room. It wasn't really spectacular or anything. We thought we heard stuff outside, but then we realized that there was a lot of the old school tours that they do with, like, a buggy and stuff like that. So we were hearing, like, actual real-world sounds, not any kind of, like, ghost buggy or whatever. Well, when we were there, we thought we would have, a pile of encounters. We only actually had one. And the person who put us through the place the very first time, like I told you, through the ghost tour, was meeting up with us later that night to just hang out and have a drink and then basically tell us some of the lore about the area. And they came over and told us about the fact that you can have a ball in the room and he'll push it back to you, even if the room is completely level, which we checked. And he'll push it back to you if you push it to him. And I was like, well, I don't see him there, but he's always here. And of course, I'm skeptical about that because I didn't see or hear anything the entire time I was there. So we put a ball in the middle of the floor, and I gently pushed it to the other side of the room, and it rolled like balls did, and it stopped near the door frame. And nothing happened, and we waited and waited, and nothing happened. And we're talking to ourselves and, bullshitting, and then the ball rolls back towards me. And, of course, I was like, there's got to be some kind of trick, or, the ball's magnetic or whatever. It was just a little rubber ball. It's not like it was a, metal ball or anything. So I did it again. I did it three times, and it kept coming back to me after a few minutes, every single time. So we tried it with other objects that wouldn't roll. They wouldn't roll, so it wasn't obviously, some kind of weird physics thing that we didn't understand. And that's literally all that happened that night. Now, that isn't the only occurrence I had that involved anything paranormal, but that's the best example I can give you of something where you can't actually explain it. Like, we tried to explain it as the floor isn't level. We tried to explain it as, it was a trick because somebody was using air to push it. There was none of that stuff.
I'll I got one situation if I might butt in.
That's the point of the episode.
I was young, and I was about 13 years old. I just moved out here from New York, and we moved into a house that we found out that they did a lot of witchcraft. There was chicken blood all over the walls before we moved in. It was really, really bad. And I remember one night, I was sleeping. My sister was below me. I was sleeping on a bunk bed, and I'm laying on the bunk bed. And the weird thing is, I thought nothing of it. I don't know why. But I promise you, the whole room started spinning. And the bed, everything was, like, spinning. And I had to literally turn over onto my stomach and grip the bed because I felt like I was spinning. And not that everything was actually spinning. I just felt in my head very dizzy, very... And that house was a very, it was definitely haunted. I had a couple other situations, but that was one of my first experiences, supernaturally. And listen, I don't know why I never thought nothing of it, but I literally had, it was almost like I was on a gravitron, I was being pulled off the bed, if you will. And throughout my life, I guess I've just been open to that other side, I guess you could say. I see there's something called the shadow people.
Okay.
If you ever see, like, a dark shadow run across real quick and you think your mind's going to put you, it's really not. There's energy. There's two parts of the body. You have the part that animates the body, and then you just have the body. Now, one can be brought back without the other, and that's what there was a Greek god that could bring people back to life, but when they were trying to do it themselves, especially over in Haiti, they can only reanimate the body, not the soul that's in the body. The energy sometimes stays behind in something we call purgatory. And that's repeating the same life that you had or doing the same thing, only what you knew. And that's the shadow people, if you will. Give me one second, guys. I'll be right back. I have to jump out of the car, and I'll be jumping back into the car. But, I mean, you ask yourself how many times that you looked down a hall or turned your head real quick and saw some type of shadow running, and there was no other way to explain it.
See, that's all crazy shit.
Yeah, it's funny that he mentions that. The shadow people phenomenon, and I'm not going to mention that as a theory or anything, it's a phenomenon, has been mentioned throughout history for a very, very long time. And one of the things about it that bugs me is, I had a similar encounter I'll get to in a second, but one of the things that bugs me about it is there is no actual way to prove it because it's happened so often, but it's unreplicable. Well, you can't actually repeat it, but it happens, you know what I mean? So by the very virtue of that, you know, strangeness, you can't actually have a scientific explanation because you can't actually repeat it. But the incident that I'm speaking of with these creatures he's talking about, I don't know what they are, honestly. I just know that they're scary. Was I saw someone walk out of a person's house with a package who was dressed like an old, like an inky black version of like a magician, walked out of someone's house with a package and then faded into the ground. And this was when I was a teen. And when we went to to check to see what was going on the next day, because it was just a weird phenomenon, we found out the lady that had been inside had passed away. Her oxygen tank had failed and she was asleep at the time. So she just passed away in the middle of the night. And right at her time of death was when we saw that thing. And to this day, like, I can see it in my head, and it's horrifying. And when I speak to people who are, quote-unquote, in the know about it, all they literally say is that it's something that exists. It can't be explained. People have words for it. That's pretty much it. And it's scary, scary, scary shit. I'm sure if someone wanted to call in and tell us, I'm sure there's some one of our listeners who's had a similar experience, maybe not as tangible as mine was, where I could actually see a three-dimensional object, but I've actually seen what he's talked about, which is the running shadows, and when you try to catch them out of the corner of your eye, they vanish. And I even as a person who really loves science and loves to have a scientific explanation for anything, other than having a momentary stroke, I really don't understand what would cause that. Have you ever had anything like that, where you've seen shadows that don't match up to the objects in the room, that kind of thing?
No, I never had something like that. What happened to me, and there's actually a couple friends of mine. He later went on to host a show called The World of Psychic. We were friends at Columbia University in New York. You know, they were more into it. I didn't believe in this stuff. But being scientists, you know, they were explaining to me all this crazy shit that would happen. And, you know, I was just ignoring them. I was minding my business. And I was at a New York public library. And it was just crazy because I started seeing these, like, books flying off the shelf. There was, like, this older lady librarian. She was there. Well, is this scary? This is funny to you that I'm being does my like frightened childhood scare you? Well, like
was there ghost semen all over the place too?
No. Yes. Well, that's what this is about, man. Listen, man. I was frightened. I was screaming. I don't see what is funny.
Oh God, what did I just walk into?
Nah, man, I'm trying to explain to him like my paranormal activity as a child, man. Because you're from New York, and I was telling him that a couple of friends of mine that went to school at Columbia University in New York, and they were scientists, they were experts like in the paranormal studies, if you will. And I was in a New York public library, and you know, that's when I started seeing books flying everywhere, scary shit, you know, and he's laughing at me because of this. I mean, I seen this one ghost just proceed to just like stomp, like just shovel food into his mouth. I mean, why is my horror scary to like laughing? Like,
listen, I thought you weren't afraid of no ghost though.
Anyway, like, it's just crazy, man, because like I never seen a ghost before, and then who would have known, like, just like in no time there's a fucking like 3,000-foot marshmallow dude and some fucking Sumerian god like trying to destroy the city. It was fucking insane. I mean, these dudes were
I'm sorry, I have to intervene with I have an actual story
Listen. This is how deep it goes. I'll let you get to your story in a second, bro. They like later on, like 5-6 years later, man, after all this bullshit happened, they borrowed my NES Advantage controller and they were walking the Statue of Liberty around the fucking city. Like,
what?
Dude, no one believes this shit happens. Like,
no, I mean, I actually believe you.
Fucking.
Did you? Wait, let me ask you a question. Did you run into? I was in New York around that time. I ran into a guy. He called himself the Gatekeeper. Right? That dude was freaking blacked out. I think this was the first case of Baca.
Bro, yeah, no, I agree. Didn't he look like that motherfucker who fed those Venus flytraps, right? Like that, he looked just like that Feed Me More Eddie guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That motherfucker, man. Yeah, I fucking start howling at the moon like he was Ozzy or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on there, man. Yeah, see, I told you. Troy's laughing here, bro. I know you from New York, dude. You definitely.
I can back that one up all the way, man.
Well, thank you.
You know
thank
what?
You.
To tell you, I had this crazy thing happen to me when I was a little younger, somewhere back in the early 2000s, where my friends and I got a hold of this videotape, and it was this crazy ass videotape. And when you watched it, like after it was over,
bro, don't watch the tape, man, because the wedding ring is true. Nothing scarier.
Listen, how about this? I was with a bunch of buddies when I was younger. We got a hold of a tape. We watched it. And let me tell you what, that was my first experience of a jerk circle.
they produced more ghosts from dead future kids than anyone has.
It was a fucking genocide.
You know, all my ghosts were friendly, you know, they hung out with me, you know. No, man. Anyways, all right.
I'll tell you some whacked out shit, though. My mother, you know, sanest person in the world, or maybe, she had told me.
I can't make fun of your mom. Said, continue.
When I was first born, right, because my father had all girls. He had four girls. And he didn't have a son, so my mother was like, please let it be a boy, praying to, you know, the creator or whatnot. Please, please, please. Whatever. The fucking day I come home, she says there was a black figure, but she could see the shape of a man hovering over her bed, and she was scared, so she put the sheet over her head, but she could see that it had no feet, and it was just staring at her. She took it off, and she couldn't really figure it out. She thought that it was an angel coming to, quote unquote, angel coming to visit, because she asked God for a boy, which is me, whatever. And the funny thing is, I check out my name, and my name means sacrifices to God. Weird.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, no. So obviously we all here believe in ghost stories, as we all three of us had tragic childhood ghost stories to share, you know. Dude, what's up with this laughter? Am I part of a joke I don't get? Anyways, fuck it. Continue. Is there a... What do you think was the most important ghost story that you heard that you didn't witness? You know, what stands out to you the most that makes you say, holy shit, this is insane?
I'd have to say, I've seen insane shit, though. Listen, my aunt died, okay? My aunt died of, you know, her liver failed, whatever. She tried to get a transplant. She was died of alcoholism. So, whatever. Me and her were real close, super close. And she was staying in a place up north in Buffalo before she went to the hospital, where she passed in the hospital. Now, this is before, I'm talking about any fucking apps or the app stores even created. I'm talking about this was when the blue screen fucking Kyocera phones for goddamn Metro first came out. Well, you're playing Snake on those fuckers. Right?
But I was the master of Snake.
Oh, it was awesome. But now, she dies. I go visit her, boom, boom, boom. I visit her, come back, she dies. I get a phone call to my phone from a Buffalo number. And all I hear is static, but I can hear my aunt's voice through the static. And I put this on my kids, I put this on everything. I actually have people who can vouch that were there when I received call, that my aunt was on the phone and told me, live your life. Live your life how you live it. And then the phone hung up. I didn't, like, grasp everything all at one time at that moment. I kind of, you know, it slowed off. So when I re- recap, when I recap myself, I said, oh shit, dude, that was my dead on. So dissecting the number, because you know numbers are very important. After I was dissecting the numbers, I come to realize that I'm trying to lift the damn truck in and he don't want to go. I'm dissecting the numbers, and I come to realize that it was my aunt, the numbers in perfect order. It was my aunt's birthday, death date, and another significant number that I won't bring up. So, and then calling the number back, I tried to call the number back. It said this number has been disconnected or not in service. So, there was no way to play little games with the app, you know, or anything like that. There was no changing a number and calling a person and fucking with them. This was the real thing. And, you know, my aunt, very spiritual person. A lot of people in my family, very spiritual. Actually, certain things stem from, you know, weird things, cultures in life, wizardry, witchery, things that might seem be perceived as bad, other things that might be perceived as good. But whatever. So I believe she reached out to me using, obviously, the airwaves, because with words, that you're on a higher frequency. So you can actually see these waves when you're, because think about it, we're in the lowest state, the lowest form we can be, which is the physical form. That is the most, that's the bottom of the bottom. So, well, you can only go up, you know? So, and that's the reverse of the law of relativity, what goes up comes down or whatever. So, and what comes down comes back up, should I say. So, what I'm saying is that the shit, when you die, you're on a whole other level. You're on a higher level where you can see frequencies that we can't see because we're on a lower state, you know, the actual physical state. So, whatever. So, it was a real freaky, weird situation. And but I wasn't scared. I kind of, at that point in my life, these things didn't scare me. I would see black cats walk through the wall at a time, and my mother seen it, and then one time my cousin seen it and said I was the devil and punched me in my chest and ran. So
to be honest with you, are you a devil?
That depends on the perception.
I mean, you are the evil one here.
Full circle.
Yes, I mean, between the three of us, you're the evil one technically on our show. You're the golden egg that no one gets to talk to.
Yeah, technically, I am Beelzebub, Baphomet, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it.
Baphomet.
There you go. All right, that's the one.
Vomit.
Gore's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, you know, back to my library story that you guys keep pushing aside.
I wasn't pushing it aside. I told you, I witnessed this shit. Do you understand how long it took me to get that gummy shit off of my fucking car when that big bitch exploded?
Bro, you know how many fucking Hershey bars I had to buy just to eat a s'more, just to help the city recover from it? I mean, fuck, man. I'd never want another fucking marshmallow box of Lucky Charms, nothing. Anything that has marshmallows in it ever again, man. I mean, I fucking overdosed on that shit.
Those marshmallows did me wrong. It went and cracked some crevices I didn't know I had.
Well, man, your boy Sal, you know, told me a little bit about what the marshmallows did to his warts. So.
Oh, it actually helped wonders for him, supposedly, where he rubs the marshmallows on his warts, and they tend to soften. He told me a couple times he went to Winn-Dixie, pulled a marshmallow out the bag. He didn't steal because he put the marshmallow back, so it's all good, you know? But he had to rub it on his ass for a little bit. because.
Oh, man. So, I mean, you guys are kind of the experts of the Sumerian. So what do you guys know about Gozer? You know, I know he is a god of destruction.
Well, usually when Gozer, the Gozerian, actually shows up, he shows up in whatever form people wish him to be. And back then, it was a giant marshmallow. I mean, I've seen him come back as a small cat. I'm sure if it happened nowadays, it would probably be Donald Trump. So.
Now, who was the other guy that was dressed up like a male Pocahontas in the picture? I got all pissed off.
Well, picture. What are you talking about?
The second time we seen the guys come, the Ghostbusters fucking come around. Who was the guy that was dressed up like a male Pocahontas in the picture? I got all pissed off.
Oh, Viggo?
There it is. All right, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah, Viggo the, yeah.
Hey, hang on 1 minute, guys, because I got to get a hold of this guy that I'm standing outside his house, and I'm going to have to hang up and call right back in.
Okay.
In a bit.
Completely legal, right? Completely legal.
Gotta go. I'll be back. Hey,
all right, see you in a minute.
Hey, here's something to leave the crowd. Oh, shit, he's next to my car, man. Fuck, you scared me, bro. He literally actually scared the dog. I must say. Hey, I'm doing a talk show right now. Oh, you scared the dog shit out of me, which was awesome.
Do not hang up. Right. Let's keep this going.
John just stopped by a few nights ago and left some music for me. I've been working on it a little bit.
Yeah, this is actually a show based out of, were you based out of D.C.?
Yep. You should know that, sir. This is how much John Doe cares about us.
I do. I care about you guys a lot. This is, we're talking about supernatural experiences and things that have to deal with the Masons. Actually, this guy I got here, he's a first-level Mason. He is one of the two people that I bring to the Masonry that got totally freaked out by what it took to get to level one, and not to speak of what level two might have come. You want to talk about that, man?
I can't talk about it.
Smart man.
Yeah, very smart.
I speak of nothing, my friend.
John Doe, give him some alcohol, and then we'll talk to him again in about 30 minutes.
I'm feeling fine, guys. Don't worry about that.
You're going to feel lovely in about 30 minutes. All right. We'll let you conduct your business. Give us a call back when you're ready, sir.
I'll give you guys a call back. Let me leave you guys with this, though. Supernatural experiences, it's tapping into the other side. And I'll tell you what, just how there's these certain idol-looking creations that are buried underground that are said that there was demons cast into these things. Just as that is, just like people that have lived at a house for their whole life and it's been passed down through generations, they tend to die in this house and then inhabit the house through the afterlife. And after it's been going on through generations for so long, that energy stays there. And then it becomes in power and control, depending on what you knew while you were still living. Because let me tell you what, if you have the right know-how here in this plane, then when you get to the other side and take that with you, you'll know how to control the other side as well as this side. Because there's two sides to the coin. Right now, there's spirits and demons walking around that you just can't see. And it's almost like the Constantine theory. If they notice you, you notice them, you're fucked. You know what I mean? But let me go ahead and kind of leave you guys with that thought, and I'll be back, Jack.
Ninja Vanish. All right. We have a John Doe dearly departed. Oh, man, we have our message boards blowing up right now. I just want to add here. Drunken Conspiracy, our Facebook group, man, people are fighting over religion. They're fighting over the situations that's gone on in Paris. I just want to make a statement here on behalf of myself. I do not believe in any religion, but I also do not believe in discriminating against any religion. I see you guys posting on the boards there, and you're in this heated battle. Let it be known that my issue with religion comes when it's controlling people and to make people feel like they're an elitist and they have a reason to discriminate against somebody for any fucking reason. That's where I draw my problems with religion. I want everyone to know that I have not found enough research to make a comment on the situation in Paris, other than the fact that my sympathies are with the victims in Paris. And for you sick motherfuckers who think that no one actually died in Paris, we're not that type of conspiracy show. You can go fuck yourself, because there are a lot of grieving families out there. That's just me on my behalf. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Mr. Z?
I'm going to double down on that for sure. My biggest issue with doing a show like this is we have to weed out like the false flag people. And I can understand that maybe there is a false flag here and there in history, but to basically say every single event that happens that's a tragic event is a creation of the government to control people is just bullshit. It's common fucking sense that it's bullshit, especially because when my friends die in these events, now I didn't lose anybody in Paris, but I know people who have. I've lost people at, you know, when the towers fell at 9/11. I lost someone in 7/7 over in England. I mean, these people didn't just vanish. You know, they weren't abducted by aliens. It was a freaking event that happened. It was a horrible event. And I don't care who perpetrated it. The fact is that it happened. And
yes,
when we have a show like this, we invite a lot of that kind of craziness. And honestly, don't be a Joseph. That's all we ask. Don't be a
Joseph.
Do what you're supposed to do. You know, speak your mind without hurting other people. That's all we ask.
You know, and I understand there's some casualties, and I do the do unto others type of, you call it corny childhood shit, but that shit works, man. I believe we're all brothers and sisters here. You know, whether you are Muslim, whether you are Christian. I give Christians a lot of fucking abuse through my words, but I don't mean individual people who believe in Christianity. You know, I do mean the corruption that takes place within Christianity, just like there's corruption that takes place in every religion. I just wanted to get that off the chest. I know there's people listening that are on our boards arguing back and forth over this shit. I mean, I'm not someone who says that my words is end-all, be-all, but that is something that you probably will not get me to change my stance on in life, period.
Yeah,
you know,
if you're hurting another person, period, that's my stance. If you're hurting another person, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's religion. I don't care if it's your everyday behavior. You're doing something wrong if it's hurting another person.
No, and I've stated this on the boards as well. I know a lot of people listen here don't go to the boards. There are people who literally just want us to nuke the fuck out of these places, and that is complete bullshit. I'm all for bullets to every fucking terrorist, you know, who happens to be Muslim, you know, but not all Muslims are terrorists. And if you believe that, you can go fuck yourself as well. But I believe in bullets for all of them. However, nuking whole fucking places is wrong. That's like saying that the KKK represents all of Christianity, and they believe that they actually believe Jesus was the first Klansman. Because of those type of beliefs, should we nuke the fucking KKK? What the fuck happens to our country?
Know,
what about
right?
What happens to the innocent lives that are lost here? The women and children, you know, how many people will end up dead because of the bomb? It's counterproductive. There's a reason why we don't drop bombs. You know, bombs, they do more than just kill a couple of people. You know, they fuck shit up that, you know, they say, oh, you know, it looks like they need a history lesson, like Japan needs a history lesson, and post the fucking meme of a bomb. Do you realize what the fuck would happen if we really bombed again? I don't think they realize the consequences.
They don't care about the consequences. The reason they don't care about the consequences is they're isolationists. They only believe their side and themselves exist. They don't even – some of them might not even believe that a lot of these places are real places. I know this mentality. I grew up with this mentality. The idea of somebody stating that 1.6 billion people on this planet are all terrorists is just laughable. From any area, any way you look at it, it's laughable. If there were 1.6 billion terrorists on this planet, there would be no hope. Nobody would be alive. We come the fuck on. Not just Daesh, not just ISIS. Well, actually, ISIS and Daesh are the same thing, but you know what I mean. Not just fucking Al-Qaeda, not just all these other fucking douchebag motherfuckers. It, the domestic terrorists, like the fucking, what the hell are they called? World Church of the Creator, which no longer exists, thank God. The National Alliance, the, you know, the skinheads, the actual racist skinheads, you know, that shit right there. That's all terrorism. And people don't understand. They hear terrorists and they think brown-skinned person. And it just baffles my brain that people are that naive.
No, it's insane. I mean, we have – I can't believe we have people that are open enough to listen to our show that are having these type of debates, you know, for this on our boards. It drives me crazy. I also don't believe in policing my boards. As long as you're not advertising your brand-new hottest mixtape, you know, I'm kind of like what you have to say. Bro, no one gives a fuck about your mixtape. All right, give it up. If you're posting your mixtape on a board that says Drunken Conspiracy, trust me, no one gives a fuck about your mixtape. Just saying. Although, have you listened to my new mixtape? That shit's hot, right?
It's fire, man.
Oh, man, my shit, bro. I spit flames like brimstone. I come through like Wiccans who prey on stone. No, I'm just kidding.
Preach, brother, preach.
I'm going ham.
That's funny. I love that. I'm going ham. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite YouTube channels, man. Have you seen that guy?
No.
I love that guy, man. Game Johnson, he's fucking awesome. He does food reviews. So what he does is he goes to like a Five Guys and he eats a burger on camera and talks about how awesome it is. Game Johnson is awesome, man. I don't know if he's still around, but he is a cool dude. The Gregory Brothers, the guys who do Auto-Tune the News, did a mix of his videos. Hilarious.
Oh, man. Damn, we got so off topic, and I've drank too much 151 that I completely forgot my whole summary. Like, I had, like, a summary in my head. I should probably write this shit down, but we kind of just did this off the top of our head. I'm sure people can tell.
Well, the reason we're doing this off the top of our head is because I want it to be organic, and it is. And that's exactly what we want. If I need to do research just to double check my own points, I do that. But I mean, I'm not sitting here with information in front of me. I'm just talking, and especially with this episode, I mean, everything we said in this episode, you know, humor aside, it's stuff that either we experienced or heard about.
Yeah. True. Thank you for acknowledging that my library experience was legit. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I won't ever watch that tape again, man. We had to actually go find the place where that girl was buried. It was just a mess. Really was. speaking of The Ring, you've seen The Ring, right? All the movies?
I've seen The Ring and the Japanese original version of The Ring.
Ringu, yeah. There's a sequel to all of them. It's called Sadako. And I haven't watched it yet, but I totally want to. The problem is I was so disappointed by The Ring 3. I just don't want to watch it.
But is it sad that I didn't know that there was a Ring 2 or a Ring 3?
No.
I think I don't know where the fuck I was at.
Fan, you know?
So am I, man. Fuck. Shit. I know what I want to do. Anyway, back. What I wanted to say is I don't think these people realize that the ISIS terrorists has killed a lot more Muslims than they've killed anybody else. I mean, way more Muslims than anybody else. These people's fences are decorated with the beheadings of their fellow Muslims. This shit is ridiculous. You know, this is what they're dealing with their land. Whether we want to take ownership of it or not, whether it was done purposely or not, we created those motherfuckers.
Yeah, we did.
You know, so if you want to blame anybody, blame Bush. And I don't mean that from like a anti-Republican stance. I mean, literally, this is the direct result of going to war with Iraq. So if whether you, I will go into the conspiracy of whether ISIS is federally funded now or not at a later time, but just regardless, we're responsible for it, whether it's federally funded or not, on purpose or accident, our fault. That's our bad. My bad, yo. You know, stop blaming the fucking Muslims. You know, there's just Muslim extremists just like the fucking Westboros, all right? You don't like the Westboros fucking representing Christianity. Yeah, you don't like those motherfuckers representing Christianity. You don't like the KKK representing your Christian views. Do not fucking use ISIS to represent Muslim views. So, because they're fucking dying. While you're sitting on your fucking couch, typing away, talking shit, they're literally living in fear while their kids are being murdered and they're being beheaded because they don't share the views that ISIS shares. We would be really fucked if they did. If all the Muslims did, they would not be killing each other over there.
No.
We'd be in a lot of fucking trouble right now. That's what I wanted to end with that. So, anyway, you take over, Troy. I think I need to take another drink.
Well, I'm glad you addressed that. My whole thing with the idea of spending your time online talking about things you don't understand. I mean, people do it all the time, but the difference between us going on, like, you know, a movie website and bitching about the newest Transformers movie, or, you know, going and bitching about comic book movies or something like that, the difference is when we complain and we try to influence our leaders into doing things like not accepting people who are going to be killed if we don't accept them, in the case of the Syrian refugees, that's not okay. Okay, you can bitch and moan and troll and do everything you want to do everywhere else, but when it comes to human life is the most important thing. And when I mention this and people are countering this, well, we need to take care of our own first. Where the fuck were you during Occupy? Where the fuck were you during Occupy Wall Street when we were busting our fucking asses trying to talk to every leader we could possibly get on the phone and in person to try to stop all the problems that we're having in our city, like the homelessness problem? We even have a homelessness issue here in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh! People don't even think of anything about Pittsburgh other than this is where the fucking Steelers are from. We have a huge homeless population in Pittsburgh.
Not true. You do have an amazing place there that has this awesome burger called the Pittsburgher. It's Permonte Brothers. Fucking phenomenal. Anyway, carry on.
I'm probably the only person in Pittsburgh that hates Permonte, but, you know, whatever. So my beef is, if you're gonna have this, like, automatic reaction where you're like, take care of your own, I don't see you volunteering at a food bank. I don't see you giving money to the poor. I don't see you supporting real organizations that aren't going to steal your fucking money.
Nope.
I mean, you're going to sit here and say, oh, I go to church. I give to the church. Guess where that money goes, numbnuts? It goes to the church. And most
it goes to the pastor who
anymore.
Who has a fucking Aston Martin. His wife has a fucking Mercedes S500. Like, the fuck do you think – you know, you're helping there. You're helping them fucking living in mansions and shit. Fucking, here's where I get really pissed. You have all these motherfuckers on the internet right now talking about, oh, give me a gun. I'm ready to go over there. I'm ready to fucking kill some Muslims. I'm ready to kill ISIS. Well, we've been in, where the fuck have you been the last 14 years we've been at war?
Right.
Seriously, you're ready to go over now when it happens in Paris? Why the fuck have you been over there in the last 14 years? Okay, you're 23. Well, why the fuck did you sign up when you were 18? This isn't something new. I mean, if you're so young, this is your first thing, and you feel inclined all of a sudden to go kill you some Muslims, you know, why don't you fucking sign up and go to war? If that's really what you want, if that's how brave you are. And now don't get me twisted. I have all the respect in the world for our men and women who serve our country. This is by
that's
no means
actually serving.
Exactly. They're actually over there serving. You want to win my respect? Sign the fuck up and go over there. That's that. That's how I feel about that. I don't want to hear about you saying, oh, give me a gun, I'll go over there. If that's true, you'd be right there at your local recruiting office. You're full of shit, and you're just pissed off because someone changed the color of their photo to the fucking French flag. You ignorant motherfuckers. Really? That's what pisses you off? And you talk – that's the hypocrisy of that. I mean, oh, you think you're doing something. The energy that you spent changing your picture could have been done to feed the homeless. The fucking energy you guys are spending bashing these people, you're going to tell me that can't be that can do something? You fucking hypocritical motherfuckers.
Yeah, because
so,
you can
okay.
feed a homeless person in 3 seconds because it takes like 3 seconds to change the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, you can
it's
just
like,
go
oh,
there.
Why aren't you? You remember during the 1980s how they had that big campaign where they were talking about? I think it was Nancy Reagan's anti-drug campaign, and she would have that thing where she'd be like, "Think of the children, think of the children. It's always about the motherfucking children." Now, to a point, I agree with that, but the difference is what I'm telling you. Hey, we need to address the fact that, like, you know, 40,000 or more people are going to die. We need to do whatever we can to keep them from dying. And you're going to come back with, well, we have homeless children in this country. Where were those homeless people, those homeless kids when you got your tax refund last year?
Mm-hmm. Preach!
You know, yeah. You know where they were? They were on the fucking street. And guess what? People like myself and others have actually done something about it. During Occupy, I not only volunteered at Occupy to help the people who lived in the camp, but I also went to the different local soup kitchens and worked the soup kitchens while talking about people's problems that lived on the street. I did it because I care about my fellow man, and that will never go away. I don't care how jaded you are. If you were like a nice hippie, you know, non-meat-eating douchebag liberal for your entire life, and then you got mugged, and now you're conservative because you believe black people are evil, you're a fucking trash whore. And you deserve any kind of nastiness that happens to you. Because one incident, or even a handful of incidents, shouldn't change the fact that you're fucking human.
No, not at all.
And I'm sure John Doe will agree on that. We are all fucking human, and it is our fucking, like, mission as human beings to look out for our fellow humans. And the fact that this world has gotten so selfish and asinine, which is to blame a lot on pop culture, but
it's
horrible. It's horrible how selfish and just fucked up people are about this whole thing. You know, you're going to talk about wishing death on people's kids. You're going to wish death on these innocent fucking Syrian kids who have, like, climbed over other people to get out of their fucking country.
How about this?
And they're going to tell you're going to tell those kids that they can't come here.
There's the hypocrisy in that shit. You know, I'm pro-abortion. I understand why people are anti-abortion. I get it. I don't hate you because of your stance. sorry, alcohol. Yeah,
nobody's
whatever.
Pro-abortion. No one likes abortion. Come on, man.
Man, you obviously haven't seen how many girls. I'm just kidding. That never happened.
Up.
I would like to say that I have been with the same woman since 1999. It's the only love of my life, and that's it. True story. That's never question it.
Impressive as shit.
True story. True story. No, what I was going to say is, you motherfuckers who are anti-abortion and you have no issues dropping bombs on fucking kids and women, some women who might be pregnant. So you're going to tell me that's not an abortion? You just aborted her child with a...
But you know why that doesn't matter, right?
Because they're not white.
Exactly, because they're not white. And even if you go aside of the actual race issue, it's because they're not Christian.
Yep.
And people are going to swear up and down white privilege doesn't exist. And I can tell you, as a white person who used to be a terrible racist, on level with Joseph, if not worse than Joseph.
No.
That shit is real. The struggles they have, we don't understand. The only reason I understand any of it is because I've actually put myself in a position to learn.
Right.
And you can throw the N-word around all day long. You can talk about how blacks are ruining this and that, and how Indian people are doing this, and how, you know, Muslims are doing that, and Middle Eastern people are doing this, and
the Mexicans
are doing that. Yeah, Mexicans, fucking Mexicans, goddamn motherfucking Donald Trump. Sorry.
Yep.
I just had it for the next moment. Oh, my fucking God, I hate that guy. if you're going to sit there and talk all this shit and not realize that you just every word that comes out of your mouth is proving their point. It's proving the point that you are a hateful bastard and you don't care about anyone who doesn't match you. And you know what? The thing that really sucks about it, you even go even further down into gender. You have these people who hate women talking about, oh, we can't have a woman president. And that's not just a woman president on the Democratic
John Doe,
side. We're talking about,
that was you.
Yeah. I'm okay with him saying it because he's our friend and everything, and we can talk to him about it, and we can have sane conversations compared to the other conversations I've had where people have been like, there's no way a woman could ever be president. There's no way that men and women are equal, blah, 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 blah. It's just hatred. It's hatred on all sides, and we're supposed to be loving one another and taking care of one another. And
can I debunk something real quick? I would like to debunk something real quick. To all the people that are bitching about women becoming president, John Doe, I love you to death. This includes you, you motherfucker. They're afraid that because the women get their period on their, you know, they're on their menstrual cycle, they'll press the fucking bomb. By the time a fucking person, man or woman, has the opportunity and experience to fucking become a president, that ship has sailed a long time ago. So hold up. Pause. I mean, menopause.
Oh, good Lord.
You know, let's say that theory was true. That shit goes out the fucking window. All right?
Yep.
I'm going to be honest here. When do you think the last time Hillary Clinton had her fucking period? All right? Done. Anyway, on with your rant. Sorry. Had to debunk something.
No,
there
my rant was basically over. I'm agree with you that people just, they want to find excuses to be shitty towards one another. And one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite bands, and I know people are going to get on my ass about it, but ICP has a song, and I can't, right now I'm a little too angry to remember the title of the song, but in the song he has a section of the song where it goes, if instead of your color, if you, let's do this right. I'm beard up, I'm sorry. Fuck skin color, everybody's blue. Now what you fucking bigots gonna do? Instead of your color, they'll hate your size. So we're just gonna rip out all their eyes. It's
that's
one of my
everybody
favorite...
rides, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I think you're
just
right.
Kidding. I didn't know that because I don't listen to ICP. Just kidding.
Liar. So if you think about it like this,
I'm not a junkalo.
A junkalo?
Junkalo.
Are you a junkalo with some junk in your trunkalo?
I'm a drunkalo.
Are you a sensitivelo?
No.
Are you a sensitivelo?
I'm a Captain Save-a-lo.
Captain Save-a-ho.
Save-a-lo.
Oh, good Lord.
Captain Caveman! No, and son. No, fuck, man.
I can't get over.
I will say this about ICP. They have some great anti-redneck fucking songs. They definitely do.
Fuck you and your rebel flag.
Oh, man. Yeah. You motherfuckers. Don't worry, we're going to get to you, motherfuckers. We're going to get you to you, rebel-ass motherfuckers, man. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Dukes of Hazzard as much as the next person, and I grew up wanting a General Lee. But when I found out what that flag really means, I decided that I do not want one for me. Plain and simple.
I got to channel my inner conservative from 10 years ago. You ready?
God damn, that's my flag. That's my right. It's heritage, not hate.
Okay, good. No, dude, can you do that voice all the time? Like, and...
You'll have to do it sometimes. How about?
No, because I think I have a great idea for a character.
Oh, no.
Because we're going to start breaking into segments. We're just, gaining experience and on how this whole on-air shit works, trying to control our so's, and you know what I mean, like butts. We're having a hard time doing it because, I mean, we're intoxicated. So we're legit intoxicated, except for John Doe. He was driving his car. So I'm going to go on record and say
he gets somewhere to drink. So.
Yeah, I'm going to say that he was not intoxicated by a disclaimer on the show that we don't believe in drinking and driving.
We do not. We do not support it in any way, shape, or form. If you hurt anybody else, you can consider yourself an enemy of the show.
Yes. Fuck you people who drink and drive. Call an Uber. It's cheap.
It is. Actually.
Wait. You can't really call an Uber. That kind of annoys me. You can't really call Uber. You have to use the app to fucking summon them.
Yeah, summon Uber. You have to put 5 candles on the ground. Follow kind of down.
The ghost of Uber Pass shall come to you.
Right. I summon the pink mustache.
You can lift your ass out of here, man. I swear to God, I would not be caught dead with a fucking car with a pink mustache taking me anywhere. I don't give a fuck how drunk I am.
Right?
Unless I will call one of those. I'll call one of those late 1800, early 1900 fucking guys who ride those big ass tricycles with those like 20-foot wheels on it at the circus and have them fucking take me around DC before I fucking call anything with a pink mustache. Like, fuck out of here. You know how embarrassed those drivers must be?
Wheels. Can you believe that? Those 20-foot bicycles are only 2 wheels.
Oh, really? They're only 2 wheels?
Yeah. They're called somehow farthing. They're ridiculous bikes. They're so big.
You know, I want one now.
Fall,
can you imagine riding one in this day and age? Like, I can ride around D.C. one of those. Can you imagine the type of looks I would get?
Make sure you ride on flat surfaces.
Oh, God, as many cracks and bumps in the roads of D.C. there are. I'm going to ride next to the White House. I bet you I'll get all the media coverage.
Right?
That's it.
When we
decided.
Were you in D.C. for... Oh, man, I can't remember what year it was. I think it was right at the end of 2011. For the rally to restore sanity and or fear that Colbert and Jon Stewart put on?
No, but I wanted to be. We weren't living here at the time. I was living in Boca Raton, Florida at the time.
Okay.
So.
Well, we traveled there from Pittsburgh and from my sister in Inner Harbor. We traveled to the, the metro line and caught the metro to D.C. And we walked around for hours upon hours through this crowd of millions of people. It was an answer to Glenn Beck's hateful rallies that he was having, and this one was like 5 times bigger. And this is why I mentioned it, there was this crazy-ass pirate ship, a literal pirate ship with wheels on the street. It's a bunch of half-naked people dancing on top of it to old 80s ballads. Loudly. It was actually so loud, I could hear from the Washington Monument, I could hear it all the way at the Holocaust Museum. That's how loud they were. It was like the loudest fucking music I've ever heard in my life. It was so much fun, though. I missed the rally, most of the rally, myself, because we couldn't get close enough. There were so many people that even pushing forward, we were only able to get about a few hundred yards from the stage. So it was the craziest concert thing I've ever been to in my life. I got to hear some of it, but we took that opportunity to actually just walk around and talk to people. And I got some of my best photos that I took. The anti-Fox people next to the actual Fox news van. It's fabulous. But... yeah, it's weird things you see in D.C., man. I mean, I imagine if you had a penny-farthing bicycle like that, you would turn some heads. You definitely would.
Especially if I make it hooked up with a lowrider and I can play some of your really stupid juggalo music. I mean, wait, I just insulted like half our fan base, didn't I?
So? I don't think they care.
No, that's another thing that's fucked up. We'll get into later, too, is how the fuck are they considered a gang on the FBI list? That's
yeah, that's a
bullshit.
Conspiracy we need to talk about that I actually have researched for years now since it happened because of the fact that Juggalo Holocaust, which is a group of trolls that exists, and I, if you're listening right now, I would love for every single one of you to just spontaneously combust and die, hopefully taking bullshit. Fucking bullshit, and we're gonna talk about that at length. I want to make sure we have some of our more Jugga famous people call in and talk about it because it affects some of the more Jugga famous people that are covered from head to toe and tattoos. You know, we'll talk to them about it because it's an important issue. Last I checked, we were supposed to lose the actual label, but you know, with government, everything moves so slowly. I don't know what's going on right now.
I would like to add, even though I am technically not a juggalo, I have a lot of love and respect for the community. Last couple of years, I have done autism research charity work. Not through autism research, but through my own side company. I don't want to get into because I don't want to shamelessly promote that. But they have beneficial products that Psychopathic signed off on to help raise money for autism awareness. And the Juggalo community has been fucking awesome with that. And I really appreciate them, and I have a lot of respect with them. Also, I won't get into actual name-dropping music groups that I'm associated with. But we have a long-standing working history with the Insane Clown Posse. And when I make fun of them, I joke and jest. And I do have a lot of love and respect for the fan base. I mean, we have a lot of them who actually tune in and listen to us. And I fucking love you guys just like I love everybody else. You know, I love spending the gathering with you guys and fucking for a good cause. Not fucking for a good cause. That'd be pretty cool. Would that be like porno for autism if we were fucking for a good cause?
If it's at the gathering, no thank you. Not after what came out about, like what came out of today about Charlie.
No, man. I guess he's not winning anymore, but I don't want to make any bad, distasteful jokes, man. I don't wish HIV on anybody.
But tiger blood, bro.
This shit is infected now. No.
It's crazy. That situation is crazy to me because I'm one that believes in being upfront with the people you sleep with and to pay people so that they don't tell. I mean, it's all skeezy. That's all I want to really say about that. It's all really fucking skeezy. It has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he specifically has HIV or anything. It's just that he is a skeezy person. He's always been a skeezy person. I don't understand why people even like him. But, you know, this is just really shitty for the people he's been with in the last 4 years. So...
I love me. Oh my god, the hell was that? Did you hear that, or was that just me?
I heard that. What the fuck was it?
I think that was the ghost of Charlie Sheen Future haunting my fucking headset for making a bad Charlie Sheen joke.
Jesus.
That means we could have played the Ghostbusters theme at the beginning. I just had to play it like that. It'd have been really horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Not that I know my story may sound very similar to the plot of Ghostbusters, but I promise. Okay, I don't promise anything, but. All right.
He gives us a Joseph guarantee, okay?
That's yeah, where the fuck is it? So those who have been following us knows that I have a stalker fanatic anti-fan named Joseph. He's supposed to call in like twice now. This dude is hilarious. I fucking love him. The reason why I love him is he's full of so much fucking hate that it's hilarious. This dude has so much anger. He makes Rush Limbaugh look like Pope Francis.
Yeah, he really does.
This dude's
really does.
so much hatred about me. I don't want to get in, I don't want to go into detail about some of the shit he said because, you know, I don't want to bring those people involved into it. But he is on our boards. He's trolling. He's not trolling. He's actually like 65, 178 years old, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
We went a little bit into him before. But, yeah, we tried to get him to call in. He promised he'd call in. He's a fucking liar. That guy is awesome. I can't wait to get him on. He's going to have the most insane, drunken, fucking GOP point of view rants I've ever heard in my life. And the problem is he doesn't even drink, so I don't know what his excuse is.
Yeah,
I feel like we should have our moment of zen, like, clip, like, from now on. I don't have anything lined up for tonight, but I think that'd be awesome.
I like that idea. I like it as an homage to John, too, because his moment of zen, which they ended a couple of years ago, unfortunately, was actually one of my favorite parts of the show because it was always such crazy shit that you couldn't explain. Like, even before YouTube existed and it existed, you were like, what the fuck is that and how can I figure out what it's about? Just some of the shit. Oh, my God, some of the shit that people say.
Well, I know John Doe is going to be disappointed because I think we're going to end this podcast before he gets back on. Wah, wah, wah. Speaking of wah, 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 I see the Peanuts movie tonight with my kids. I thought it was fucking great.
I don't like the Peanuts, and I even want to see it, if that makes any sense. It looks really good. It looks really, really it has very subtle humor to it, but not an overarching Christian value type thing going on from what I saw. So,
Have you recently watched any Peanuts cartoons from the past?
From the past, yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Because I don't know how you wouldn't enjoy it, man. Because I'll be honest with you, like, you know, I have these childhood memories of loving the Peanuts comic strip, and I didn't have cable because I grew up poor. So I would only get the specials, Peanuts, when they aired on your, at that time, like, four main channels on TV, which is very, very rare. So, like, you know, I held them to this mythological proportion of a TV show like I did with Mickey Mouse because it only showed on, like, the Disney Channel and, again, didn't have cable. So I just thought it was, like, innocent fun. Of course, as a kid, you know, I had Snoopy and the Red Baron on vinyl and shit like that. But I started prepping my children to go to the theater, and I've been watching the old shows with them. Bro, some of that shit is fucking, like, so dry humor hilarious. Seriously, I'm sitting here like...
The only thing I get to see from them is the stuff that my lady owns, and that's like the Christmas special and the Great Pumpkin, and you know what I mean, like the common ones, the ones that are played over and over and over and over again. And honestly, I don't like them. Never seen the other stuff.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's not groundbreaking. I mean, by any means, you know, but like it's Election Day, Charlie Brown. I thought it was fucking great. You know, I wanted Dog Charlie Brown or whatever fucking episode it was. Like, I'm like, wow, these people are, like, talking about... Anyways, everyone's seen Peanuts. I was just shocked about... The humor was a little bit more adult, innocent adult. Not, like, nasty adult. Like, innocent adult.
Not like, SpongeBob.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just dry humor. You know, talking about psychiatry and shit like that. And just small little things. So it's like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. I didn't remember it being like that. Of course I didn't, because I was a child. And the violent temper of Snoopy, I fucking love. I don't remember him having a violent temper. So, yeah, it was kind of cool watching all that. I'd be like, yeah, Snoopy, fuck what's stuck up, bitch. Yeah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that birdie-ass bitch-ass bitch. Bitch.
So,
old Tweety Bird-looking-ass motherfucker. You know, like, get him. That's my dog, Snoopy. Anyway. That's my go see a movie fucking. That's my recommendation. I enjoyed it if you have kids. If you don't have kids, go really drunk. You might enjoy it. I don't know. I really wasn't paying that much attention. Truthfully, I was Facebooking. But, you know, it was good. Anyways, anything you would like to conclude with, Mr. Troy?
No, I think we're good. I want to have another episode about the paranormal sometime soon because it's a gift that keeps on giving, trust me. I'm going to line up some experts for our listeners and viewers to hear. And, you know, as usual, guys, leave some comments in either the Facebook group or directly underneath of this video on live on our live chat blog talk. And you can give us any suggestions you want, and there's a very good chance that it'll end up on air. And also, call in. I can't give you the number because I don't have it in front of me, but call in when we tell you to call in. You guys literally are welcome to call in anytime.
I do have the number.
We have to take some callers today, and you know, maybe we should have taken some, but I just really didn't feel like it. So
I'm going to give you the number right now in my greatest adult Peanuts translated voice. Are you ready? There you go.
Okay.
Well,
was that last number a wall or a wall?
It was more of a wall.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, we will be closing the bar tab tonight here at the Edge of the Universe. You guys have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Peace be still, homies. Ouija, are you with me?